This is Sharon Wolf bringing you the fourth installment of an ongoing series looking into the issues surrounding getting older in Humboldt County, conservatorships, and the information you need to help yourself and your loved ones. The segments are available at KMUD News on SoundCloud or at theriodeltimes.com, along with my notated copies of the public records from the case file. I have provided the public information in the conservatorship petition I filed for my mom and stepdad, the elder financial fraud committed by a prominent local attorney, and the willful ignorance of the Humboldt County Superior Court Probate Division. The court has affirmatively chosen to ignore its most fundamental charge of equal access to justice and safeguarding basic civil rights in our community. We have clearly documented the failure of the court to appoint the Public Defender's Office to represent Mom and Ron as they had requested and they have the civil right to. We have clearly documented the failure of the court to take notice of fraudulent documents that were being submitted by local attorney Chris Johnson Hamer, despite our best efforts to draw attention to it. In fact, Judge Timothy Canning stated the court would not give any weight at all to the allegation of falsified documents, despite holding them in his hands at the time. Fraudulent documents filed by connected attorneys will be given the same consideration as legitimate ones in the Humboldt County Courthouse. I don't think the allegations that I have made come as a great shock to many residents, which is really unfortunate. So, rather than just saying, well, that's the way it always is, maybe I can convince you that it is in your own personal interest to pay attention here. Corrupt systems don't simply appear from nowhere. They develop over time. It is insidious, and it requires either the agreement or the apathy of the public to survive. So why should you care? The state of California is working on multiple different initiatives and proposals to address deep systemic problems, such as homelessness and mental illness. A recent announcement by the governor of the CARE Court proposal for court-ordered mental health treatment for the homeless or those with substance use disorder is one example. The push to add mental health workers into all of the schools as a Medi-Cal billable service is another. There are numerous others going on simultaneously, and many of them are interrelated. The problems that they're trying to address are huge, and there are no easy answers. Many good people have strong opinions on the issue of mandated court-ordered treatment, for example. Adding Medi-Cal billable mental health services in all of the schools is going to require assigning a diagnosis code to a child in order to receive reimbursement, which then becomes a part of the medical history record and follows them for the rest of their lives. What the various programs have in common is a vast expansion of legal conservatorships and a vast expansion of the workforce needed for all of the services that are being promised. It isn't a secret that there is a major staffing shortage everywhere for medical professionals, clinical social workers, public guardians, and the other professionals that would be needed for what the state is trying to do here. In response, the state is creating new categories of workforce without the same level of education or experience to do a lot of the work here. The CARE Court proposal outline talks about some type of a community sponsor serving in a role similar to a public guardian. A new category of community health worker is being developed to deliver preventative health services that fall below the level that would require a state license. School services will also be provided in many areas by new lower-level categories of mental health workers. Senate Bill 1428 by Senator Archuleta would create a new position of psychological testing technician. Currently, psychological or neuropsychological testing is done by a licensed psychologist. There are too few of them statewide to handle the additional demands for psychological testing, including in conservatorship cases. So, the state is creating a new lower-level position to meet the expanding need. So, if you have a number of new, less trained, less experienced individuals doing these kinds of critical and life-changing assessments, can you count on the courthouse to provide the level of scrutiny that is required to protect an individual? Or is it more likely that additional people, including you and the people that you care about, are at a higher risk of losing your rights. We have documented the courthouse rubber stamping altered legal mental capacity documents in two cases already. The Humboldt County Courthouse Probate Division simply doesn't care if the assessment used to take a person's rights away was legitimate or not, and that should concern everyone. The increase in court cases on an already backlogged court makes it much easier for fraud to go undetected. It was already a big issue here in Humboldt County, and it is about to get a whole lot bigger. Thank you for listening, and please be sure to check out the other segments from this series and the notated public records posted at theriodeltimes.com. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting.